Digital Coach is brought to you by Distinction Communication, where we help story and storyteller drive ideas and information.
Hi, this is Jim Endicott with Distinction Communication, and today we're going to be talking with Jill Boileau. Jill is the Employee Development Specialist at Climatech LLC in Phoenix, Arizona. And I've got Jill on the call today because they're doing some pretty unique things in the area of follow-up around presentation skills training, something I think everybody needs to hear. First of all, Jill, welcome.
Good morning, Jim.
So tell us a little bit about what you do there at Climatech.
Well, I have been with Climatech for about a year and a half now, and since I've started, my role has expanded immensely. One of the main focuses is I focus on trainings to help develop our employees, but this is where you come into play.
Over the last few years, we've done a lot of coaching workshops for your sales organization, but we've also worked a lot with your senior leadership team. Why is it that Climatech values this particular skill set so highly?
Our goal is to really have our employees, our salespeople get out there and present in the best possible way that they can, because our success is dependent on that.
So Jill, I think you guys are pretty unique. And the reason I say that is that when it comes to presentation skills, a lot of companies look at this as like a one and done kind of training session. People get trained, it gets checked off in their employee file, and they never ever revisit it again. But there at Climatech, what you guys do is you have this follow-up program after the initial workshop's done. Tell us a little bit about what that looks like.
We've all been to some amazing trainings where we're so excited and pumped up, and then we get back to the office and just get back to the daily grind and forget everything that we learned. And what we felt here at Climatech is that this is a really important skill for our employees to learn and to continue on. So what we've decided to do is, after the initial training with you and your team, we then focus on 5 follow-up sessions. And in those follow-up sessions, we focus on the basic coaching models that you've taught us. And then we also focus on the 7-step persuasive message model, because we feel like that's really important to help our sales guys really differentiate themselves from other sales teams, which in turn hopefully will help us win more bids. So, for example, one of our follow-up sessions would include where the employees come in. This is usually the first session. They come in and immediately we start taping them. We give them a topic and we give them the 60 seconds and start taping. Once they finish, we all sit back and watch the videos again. And this time, as a team, we provide the 3x3 assessments, where we mention 3 things that they did really well and 3 things that they need to focus on to get them to the next level. From the first time with you to coming to the end, the 5th session with an employee, the improvements that they make is just fantastic. It's like they're a completely different presenter.
So I know how this works, Jill. Sometimes management wants this kind of presentation skills training for their employees, but the employees aren't always jazzed about the idea. What's been the participants' response?
The very first day with you, everyone comes in with their sweaty palms. They're very nervous. They're stressed out. What am I going to talk about? What am I going to do? It's quite scary performing or presenting in front of your peers. And so by the time we get to the next session, the employees are really more at ease and more relaxed. And in fact, we have found that these follow-up sessions form team building amongst our employees. Because let's face it, when you're up there, you're at your most vulnerable state. You're up there presenting in front of a group of people that you know are judging you. And so when you're at that point, and everybody does it, afterwards they just form this bond that really is unbreakable at this point. So it's a great team building activity, and I've gotten a lot of positive feedback from our employees.
So as we wrap up our time, Jill, I'm really curious, what words of wisdom would you have for companies that are considering trying to build a little deeper core competence in this area of personal communication skills excellence, and how to keep those skills tuned up after the trainer leaves?
First of all, I think the important thing is definitely making it a priority and coming from the leaders of your company all the way down is what really helps to make this focus move forward within the company. These are life skills that we're going to use, whether it be at home with your family, out and about, or at work. The one other thing that I do want to say that's really important is because we do get, you know, employees telling me, oh, you know, I don't have time to do this, or I'm really busy with this, and I don't have time for five more trainings after this initial training. The main thing that we've learned is that we make it worthwhile for our employees. When we get them videotaping, we're actually having them videotape presentations that they are going to use in front of customers. And then we help them tweak it and enhance it. So this way, by the time they get to the customer, they have an amazing presentation. They're allowed to make all kinds of mistakes with us. And then as a team, we work with them. So making it worthwhile, making it a priority, utilizing these life skills throughout are really some words of wisdom that I would recommend.
Thanks, Jill, for taking some time for this podcast today. If you're listening to this today and you're in the training or professional development area, or maybe sales training in your organization, and you're thinking, you know what, that's what I want for my team, feel free to reach out to Jill at jillb@climatech.com, and I'm sure she'll take some time with you on the phone and help you get some insight into how you can drive this critical core competency deeper within your organization. Thanks for sitting in on today's call.
For more information on Distinction Communication, visit us at distinction-services.com.